Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called Bits and Pieces. And this story is by Judy Schachner? Judy Schachner. There you go. Today's story. I know, right? Bits and Pieces by Judy Schachner. And it is read today by Mommy. And what's your name? What do you call yourself? Can I make a name up for you?
Meow.
Meow. Is your name Meow? Because you're a cat?
Meow.
Oh my goodness, my dream is coming true. I have a soft little kitty to sit right next to me and purr. Yay, come here, little cuddly kitty. Okay.
Whoa, watch out. He's a wild one.
All right. So, today's story is called Bits and Pieces. Here we go. It's read by Mommy and her cat. For a cat, Tink was an odd duck. Perhaps it was because he had been raised by a granny man. Or maybe it was because his brain was the size of a frozen pea.
Whoa. I don't know what a granny man is, but it looks like it's a crusty old cat.
And it also looks like that pea is very small. But no matter, his family loved their boy to bits. One time, when he and his sisters were quite young, they peeked into each one of his little brown ears, and do you know what they saw? They saw each other. And this explained a lot, such as their cat's eating habits. You want to know what he's eaten?
What?
You know, brace yourself. 2 pool noodles, 1 flip-flop, packing peanuts, 3 Chinese lanterns, 1/3 of a shower curtain, dollhouse furniture, rubber bands, good plants, bad plants, more rubber bands, tiny beads, baubles, 1 blue bunny brooch, and a slinky. I know. Can't make it up. After months of sneaking these kinds of snacks, Tink teetered into the kitchen and tipped over, and no amount of coaxing could put their boy back on his paws. So his mother, who loved her boy to bits, had no choice but to take Tink to the kitty clinic, where they treated him with green gloves and a giant red pill. And when Tink came home, he had forgotten all about ever being sick, but he never forgot the excitement of being outdoors. Still, Tink enjoyed his life as an indoor cat because he did everything with his family. He read with them, and he bathed with them, and he worked with them, and he played with them. And in the pictures, we can see him doing those things. And I would like to say something about it. Because his idea of reading with them means sitting on top of the newspaper so they can't read. And his idea of working with them means sitting on top of their papers so they can't write. And his idea of playing with them means to climb up on the chessboard and knock the pieces over so they can't play. I think that Tink might not be a very smart cat. What do you think? But from time to time, his family had to leave Tink home alone, so they decided to find their sweet little boy a little friend to keep him company. And after a few awkward moments and a tussle, Big and Little settled in for long, cozy naps. And that, from that moment on, the two cats loved each other to bits and pieces. Because it was another cat, right? A little baby kitten that they got for him. So now it's Tink and this kitten. Just as he learned to be a good cat from his granny man, Tink decided to be a mother brother to his kitten. Now the granny man makes sense. I'm going to guess that they got old cat to teach the young cat how to be a good cat. And now here he is being another cat, kind of like coach. Okay. Among his many lessons were weaving and warming and how to help with the laundry.
How do they help with their lung?
Well, I know that cats are notorious for liking to nuzzle down into warm things like fresh laundry out of the dryer. I'm going to guess that's what this was. And though his experience was limited, Tink's best lessons were all about the great outdoors. And over the years, he tried to get more experience. And the little girl says to him,
"Get back here, Sneaky Pete."
Mm-hmm. And then the next little girl says to him,
"Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't.
Oh no, you don't.
Oh, no, you don't, monkey pants."
Monkey pants. She called him monkey pants.
Gotcha, Butterball.
Gotcha, Butterball. Oh, they're calling him all kinds of names. Sneaky Pete, Monkey Pants, Butterball. But it was always a battle that Tink would always lose. And on his way to becoming a very old cat, Tink would lose many more things. Most of his hearing, a few pounds, and all of his common sense. So that's why on his 20th birthday, Tink licked a stick of butter. Gross. And then slipped unnoticed out the front door while his father brought in the newspaper. For the first time in his life, Tink was an outdoor cat, and it felt intoxicating. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. So intoxicating, whenever you see something that is intoxicating, it is something that you just think, oh, I cannot get enough of this. It makes me feel so good. Some people would say chocolate is intoxicating. Some people would say the smell of a fresh baked cookie is intoxicating. Or some people really like the smell of freshly cut grass if you're out there mowing the lawn. And that's kind of what our friend Tink is thinking. He strolled past 2 barking dogs and 3 squawking crows, and then Tink wove his way through a thick stand of bamboo until he met the moon on the other side.
"I'm going home now," announced the old boy.
Or so he thought. Because after a night of wandering, Tink woke up confused and hungry inside the middle of an old rubber tire. And sitting on the floor right next to him was a plate of fresh pink salmon. A block away, 2 little girls were studying a poster about a lost cat.
"Hey,"
said Maya. Said Maya.
"Isn't that the cat in the walker's garage?"
"Yep,"
said Ollie.
"It sure is."
And then they flew off like 2 feathers in the wind. But right around the corner and 2 streets down, the cat stranger was beginning to cause a real commotion. Oh, all the kids in the neighborhood are there.
"Where did he come from? It's like a miracle. Oh, he's so cute. Will they let me keep him?" "No, Tugger likes to eat cats. He came from the tire. Do you think he can see? His eyes are so glassy."
Uh-oh. Just as Tink was basking in the glow of so many new friends, a nice man plucked him from the tire and placed him inside a cardboard box.
"Sorry, fella," said the man. "We've got to bring you to the animal shelter."
But moments before the lid was lowered, the 2 little sleuths on silver scooters came racing toward the crowd, huffing and puffing. Right behind them was a lady who looked like she'd lost her best friend.
"We found her,"
shouted the girls, dropping their scooters.
"Found who?"
someone shouted.
"Tink's mother, of course,"
replied the girls.
"It's another miracle,"
declared a child. Well, it wasn't a miracle. But to the lady who loved her boy to bits and pieces, it sure felt like one. Over in the box, Tink sat as still as a stick until he looked up and saw the two sweet girls who reminded him of his own sisters.
Come on, cutie pie,
said Allie.
You're going home,
said Maya. Then, as both girls gently lifted the old boy up for one last kiss, they couldn't help but see into Tink's soft brown ears. And do you know what they saw?
Yes, each other.
When they looked through their ears, they saw each other. Yep. This cat is not a very smart cat, I don't think.
Yeah.
But a very silly cat. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad that he found his home. Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the end.
Meow.
The end. Meow, 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 meow.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.